ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् रसशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ॐ ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ब्रह्मैवाहं न संसारी न चाहं ब्रह्मणः पृथक् नाहं देहो न मे देहः केवलोऽहं सनातनः। एकमेवाद्वितीयं वै ब्रह्मणो नेह किञ्चन एकमेवाद्वितीयं वै ब्रह्मणो नेह किञ्चन हृदयकमलमध्ये दीपवद्वेदसारम् हृदयकमलमध्ये दीपवद्वेदसारम् प्रणवमयमतर्क्यम् प्रणवमयमतर्क्यम् योगिभिर्ध्यानगम्यम्। हरिगुरुशिवयोगम् सर्वभूतस्थमेकम् सकृदपि मनसा वै चिन्तयेद्यः समुक्तः। सो दिस् मार्निङ्ग् वी सा कः मुक्तः, कः मुक्तः, हू इस् फ्री पर्सन्। हू इस् फ्री मीन्स् हू इस् free from bondage of karma. Free here means who is not bound by karma, who is free from all forms of limitations, who is free from bondage of karma, who is not afflicted by the external situations one goes through in life, who is free, who is unafflicted, who is free while living. Kaha muktaha, who is free, who is liberated. It said यहा चिन्तयेत् सः मुक्तः। यहा चिन्तयेत्, यहा चिन्तयति सः मुक्तः। वन् हु इस् गिवन् टु दिस् डिसिप्लिन् आफ् ड्वेल्लिङ्ग् अपान् मेडिटेटिङ्ग् अपान् दि रियालिटि, हि इस् फ्री। सो one who is given to the discipline of dwelling upon the reality at least once. One must be repeatedly dwelling upon the reality again and again and again and again and again constantly, many, 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 many times. Only then one can have the assimilated vision, thereby one can become free. But he, for a person to be free, at least once he must have dwelt upon, he must be dwelling upon the reality at least once, then you can call such a person a free person. Which means, dwelling chintayati means thinks. He thinks of what? So, yaha chintayati sahamuktaha. One who thinks is free. He who thinks is free. He thinks what? We are all thinking all the time. Does it mean that we are not thinking? We are always thinking. Whoever thinks is free. Yaha chintayati sahamuktaha. Whoever thinks is free means whoever thinks doesn't become free. Sometimes whoever thinks is not free, bound actually speaking. But here whoever thinks means thinks of what? That is very important. Whoever thinks of what? That's okay. So whoever thinks means whoever dwells upon with focused attention without any distraction. One who places one's attention, mind only in a given thing. He is called what? Thinking. And he is free. And he focuses attention on what here? How? Thinking means you don't need to say manasa. You can't think, you can't think physically, you can't think, thinking means mentally only. Manasa chintayet. So manasa, he who dwells upon in one's mind. Manasa is an instrumental case. One who thinks on me, one who sees in his mind, how many times? Sakrit api, even once. Api literally means also. Api is an indeclinable word which means also. Api, sakrit api, sakridapi, the last line, isn't it? Sakrit api, sakridapi. Api literally means what? Also. But here when you say sakridapi, even once. Even once, sakrit means once, one time. Even once a person in his mind dwells upon and he is free. Muktaha bhavati, he becomes free. But dwells upon what? He dwells upon the absolute reality, ultimate truth. What is it? Absolute reality, ultimate truth. Absolute reality, ultimate truth, obtaining in the form of consciousness, which is of the nature of existence, which is limited, implied the term Brahma, and which is this reality which is obtaining as the truth of every being, truth of all the beings. Therefore, obtaining as the truth of all the beings, sarva bhutastham. Atmanam sarva bhute tishtati iti sarva bhutastaha. That which remains as the truth of every being. Sarva means every, bhuta means being, sarva bhutastha means that which obtains as the substance of all the substantives. When I say that which obtains as the only substance of all the substantives means that it obtains as the essential nature of all the forms, all the beings. So, sarva bhutastham atmanam. The one who repeatedly, at least once, dwells upon the truth of truth obtaining in all the beings, and he becomes free. And what is the truth here? Hari Guru Shiva Yogam. Hari Guru Shiva Yogam. Hari Guru Shiva Yoga means that truth obtaining as the truth of the unmanifest universe, or the Lord in the form of the unmanifest universe, known by the term Shivaha, and that is that truth appearing as the only truth of the manifest universe. Okay, Ishvara manifest in the form of the waking universe, manifest universe. So that truth obtaining as the truth of Ishvara, known, obtained in the form of manifest, unmanifest universe, known as Shivaha. That which the truth obtaining as the truth of the manifest universe, truth of Ishvara, obtaining the manifest universe, known as Harihi, and even obtaining as the truth of the Guruhu. Means, in this morning I said, reality being the source of all knowledge is looked upon as what now? First and the foremost of all the teachers, whichever teacher speaks, and the teacher who speaks definitely is none other than the truth, reality, Ishvara, manifest knowledge, Ishvara. Guruhu Ishvara, the Lord is not the teacher. Definitely the teacher is the Lord. If the teacher is the Lord, means the one who speaks is the speaker is the Lord. The speaker in a person is the Lord. Because that without the presence of which you are speaking is not possible, is the truth. Is it clear? Therefore, the reality obtaining as the truth of the unmanifest universe, manifest universe, and even truth of the teacher, absolute teacher. So who meditates upon this truth, he becomes free. So Hari Guru Shiva Yogam Sarva Bhutastamekam Satyam Vastu. Okay, that's what we have to add. And one more thing you are going to see now. Pranavamayam atarkyam yogibhir dhyanagamyam. It is this truth which is there as the truth of all the beings, is the only truth of the Lord in the form of the manifest universe, unmanifest universe, Lord as the teacher. Okay? And that truth, now dhyanagamyam. Dhyanagamyam means which is ascertainable only through contemplation. Dhyana gamyam, the reality of everything, which is gamya means ascertainable. Ascertainable only through constant contemplation. Dhyana gamyam. And who? This reality is ascertainable through contemplation. By whom? Yogi bhihi. Tritya. Third case. Okay. Yogi bhihi dhyanagamyam. It was not by everybody. Whoever wants to attain the truth can attain? No. Yogi bhihi. Yogi bhihi means what? People who are mentally disciplined. People who are mentally prepared, mentally adequately pure and steady. People who are mentally, who are qualified in terms of, who are endowed with pure and steady mind, are eligible for this knowledge, such people, yogi bihi, by mentally prepared, eligible, qualified people, endowed with adequate purity and steadiness, this truth is ascertainable through the contemplation. That truth. The truth, the absolute reality, ultimate truth, ascertainable by those people who are given the discipline of meditation, or who are disciplined, who are endowed with the qualified, who are mentally qualified, who are endowed with the preparedness, for them attainable through meditation. yogibhi dhyanagamyam. And that truth, atarkyam, every word is adjective for the truth here. Atarkyam. Atarkyam and tarkyam means logically establishable, is provable, is called tarkyam. But reality cannot be established, revealed logically. Listen, logically, it cannot be proved. Know why? The truth of the very logic, reality being the truth of the very logic, it is not available, it is not logically provable. Okay, atarkyam, isn't it? See, logics means what? Tarkaha, the truth of the logics, cannot be proved by the logic, proved logically. Is it clear? Atarkyam. Then pranavamayam. Pranavamayam means that which alone is the truth of the pranavaha. The reality is the truth of the pranavaha, means truth of the unique name, swarupam of the unique name. Pranavaha means a unique name. I told you this meaning of this word pranavaha long, long ago. Remember? I told you navaha means name. Pranavaha means a unique name. This morning I taught you namadheyaha. I taught you another word, nama, isn't it? Now learn one more name, navaha. Navaha, nama, namadheyaha. All the three words mean what? Same, name. And why name is called navaha? Nuyate anena iti navaha. That by which something is arrived at is called navanaha, navaha. Okay, and pranavaha means unique name. Why is a unique name? Because name is a name is a word indicating its corresponding one object. But unique name is a one word, one sound indicating all the names, all the objects. Okay, one word. Brahma, Brahma, Brahma. Om, you can say Om, 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 Om. Om is a one name which can be used as a name, a word indicating any object. That's why it's a unique name. One name, one word which indicates all the objects is a pranavaha. Prakashena nuyate anena iti pranavaha. And Om. Therefore, the pranavamayam means the absolute reality obtaining as the very truth of pranavaha, means pranavaha. Which means pranava itself is what? Pranavaha means essence of all the mantras. Essence of the Gayatri mantra is pranava. Essence of three vyakritis is Om. And the three vyakritis are the essence of the Gayatri mantra. And the Gayatri mantra is the essence of all the Veda mantras. So Om is essence of all the Veda mantras. And Om stands for all the vowels, all the consonants, all the sounds, all the words, and all the objects indicated by the words, all the functions served by the forms also. Om stands for everything. Om indicates what? Everything here. Therefore, pranavamaya means the reality obtaining as the truth of all the forms, names and functions in, okay, and symbolized by Om. Pranavamayam means reality obtaining as the truth of Om. Obtaining the truth of the Om means reality obtaining as the truth of all the forms, names and functions symbolized by Om. That which alone is in the form of pranavaha. Pranavamayam, pranavamayam, atarkyam, yogibir dhyanagamyam, Hare Guru Shiva Yogam Sarvabhutastam Ekam. You can say Satyam. Satyam is not here, you can add. One more adjective is here. What is that reality? What is the truth which is there as the truth of Omkaraha? Truth of the unique sound, this word which stands for all the words and everything. And what is it which is the truth of the logic, which cannot be proved logically? And what is it which is ascertainable through meditation by the yogis? And what is that which is the truth of the manifest universe, unmanifest universe, and even the truth of the teacher? And that which, what is that which obtaining as the truth of all the beings? What is the truth? That truth is called here the Vedasaraha. Vedasaraha means the essence of all the Veda mantras. See, Vedaha, if you look at the entire Veda as a body of knowledge, what is Veda? Veda is manifestation of knowledge. What is Vedaha? Veda is a treasure house of knowledge. The words of the Veda is a treasure house of knowledge. How to perform rituals, how to enjoy the benefit of rituals, what are the mantras to be recited, who are the devatas to be invoked. So karma kanda also is lot of knowledge, manifestation of knowledge, information. Upasana kanda and how to meditate and which deity and how to enjoy the benefit of that meditation, etc. Upasana kanda. And finally, jnana kandaha, where Vedanta, where I understand what I am, what this universe is, what Brahman is, what this Ishvara is. Therefore, the entire Veda as a means of knowledge is a treasure of knowledge. And here, by studying the entire Veda, we follow performing the rituals, following meditation, understanding the Vedanta, what is that to be ultimately arrived at and discovered? What is through the study of the Veda and Vedanta, what is that is supposed to attain finally? Study of the Veda Shastram is ultimately for attaining the knowledge. Knowledge of what? The truth, the reality, isn't it? So the absolute reality which is to be understood, arrived at through the study of the Veda Shastram is to be what? The essence of the Veda. Veda Saraha means essence of the Veda. Essence of the Veda means the truth of the Veda. Truth of the Veda means that, because Veda is the manifestation of knowledge, and the truth of the manifestation of knowledge is the reality, and that, what is that to be attained finally? The study of the Veda, what is to be understood is ultimately the truth. The truth which is to be understood ultimately through study of the Veda is called Veda Saraha. Is it clear? In fact, what it means is, even if you take all the mantras of the entire Veda, if you squeeze and you put in the, you know, some mixture, liquidizer, and you get it, pour in the water. What is that? Essence of the Veda. Even Veda also can be reduced to pure reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. No way. Veda is also a body of knowledge. Body of knowledge means information, which is manifestation of knowledge. Is it clear now? Every book is what? Every book is a written form of manifestation of knowledge. Every book means a lot of sentences. Sentences mean information is in the form of sentences, contains the words. And every word is expression of the manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, Bhagavan, Saraswati. That is why in India, any printed or unprinted material we will not put on. Because Saraswati. Now, information is knowledge for us, knowledge Ishvara. Okay? So here, Veda Saraha means essence of the Veda. The truth of all the Vedas also is what? Same truth. The truth of all the beings. Look at this. Truth of all the living beings. Truth of all the non-living things. and truth of even the manifest universe, truth of the unmanifest universe, truth of even the one who plays the role of a teacher, and truth ultimately to be ascertainable through meditation by all the disciplined people, qualified people, and that truth which cannot be logically established, because it's the very truth of the logic itself, and that truth which alone is in the form of the pranava, which alone is in the form of the unique term pranavaha also, and that truth is the truth of the all the Vedas, the body treasures of knowledge also. Is it clear? Truth of the Veda. And this truth, where is it available for recognition? Such a great truth. See now, truth is not that. The word truth is not given here. Truth or the reality. Jamskritam sadvastu or satyam. Satyam, the sadvastu, the absolute reality, the ultimate truth implied by the term Brahma is what? Adjective, all these adjectives for that one truth. What is the truth, the reality? Say Vedasaram. Vedasaram Satyam. The truth obtaining as the truth of the essence of all the Vedas. Pranavamayam, the truth obtaining in the form of the very pranava. The unique name which indicates all, which stands for all the words and all the objects and all the functions, the whole. Atarkyam, and the truth which cannot be logically established, because which is the very truth of the very logic, and that truth which is ascertainable by all these disciplined people through contemplation, and that truth, the truth of the unmanifest universe, truth of the manifest universe, and truth appearing as the truth of the teacher, and that is the only truth obtaining as the essential nature of all the beings, that truth, where is the truth available for recognition? Let's say sarvabhutastam satyam ekam satyam Hari Guru Shiva Yogam Satyam Yogi Birdhyana Gamyam Satyam Atarkyam Satyam Pranavamayam Satyam Vedasaram Satyam. Is it clear? That word Satyam is not given, it's implied there. Satya means the absolute reality, ultimate truth, abstract, subtlest, formless, all pervasive reality. Obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, is it which is of the nature of knowing, thereby which is of the nature of self-existence, and thereby which is of the nature of limitlessness, implied by the term Brahma, is what? Vedasaraha, that truth, always is available for recognition. Where? How? When there is a light, look at this, when there is a lamp, deepaha, deepaha means the light. Okay, here deepaha means lamp, deepaha also means light. Okay, to get light. When there is a light, do you need, do you need to bring another light to see whether there is light or not? If there is no light, to see whether people are sitting here in this room or not, the table is here, the chair is here, the power goes. To see any opaque object, whether it is here or not, you have to bring the light. Take the torchlight and see. But to see whether the light is here or not, do we need to bring the torchlight or any other light? Which means the light is self-luminous, self-effulgent, self-revealing. Why? Light is of the nature of self-revealing. Why does light reveal? Light, that is the nature of the light. Self-revealing, self-being, self-luminous. being self-revealing, being self-effulgent is the nature of the light. That's why it's called light. And not only that, in its presence, in the presence of the light, by its mere presence, without doing any action, it also brings everything into light. So bringing everything into light or illumining, that's the nature of the light. And the illumining, the light is of the nature of illumining, is of the nature of illumining because it is of the nature of self-luminous. It's self-luminous, is self-effulgent, self-revealing. Which means the light is not dependent on any other light to come to light. Everything else other than the light, all the opaque things are dependent on light to come to light. Because they can shine only when there is light. Isn't it true? Whereas the light is what? Light is self-luminous. Light is not dependent on anything else to come to light. Light shines by itself. Therefore, is it clear now? Similarly here, that which is of the nature of self-effulgence, that which is of the nature of knowing, thereby that which is of the nature of self-existence, that which is of the nature of revealing itself, self-effulgent reality. What is that reality which is of the nature of knowing, thereby which is of the nature of self-existence, thereby which is of the nature of self-revealing, self-effulgent. That which is of the nature of self-effulgence. What is that? That reality is like the light. That reality, just as the light is self-luminous, self-effulgent and self-revealing, light is not dependent on anything else to come to light, so also this reality obtaining, reality is of the nature of knowing, thereby is the nature of self-existence, thereby is the nature of limitlessness, that reality also is what? Of the nature of self-effulgence and self-revealing and self-evident. And such self-evident, self-revealing, self-effulgent reality, which is self-effulgent like the light, self-luminous like the light, where does it shine? Where is it available for recognition? Even though that self-effulgent reality is all pervasive, is everywhere, always, in every form, in everything, there's never a time, no place, no object which is not in and through pervaded by that reality. It is everywhere. Therefore, but still, where is it available for recognition? Where is available for recognition as a self-effulgent, self-revealing, self-evident reality? Hridaya Kamala Madhye. That reality is available for recognition only in the mind obtaining, in the space, in the middle of your physical heart, which is the Golakam. Okay? Where is the mind? He said, mind is Indriyam, imperceptible power. And the physical heart is the Golakam. Hridaya Kamala means the heart which looks like a lotus bud. Not exactly lotus bud. It is flesh, therefore pink in color also, and it is like a heart. Heart is like a lotus bud. So, heart is said to be what now? Hridaya Kamalam. Reality is available for recognition only in the mind. The indriyam obtaining in the Golakam called heart. Okay, which is like the lotus heart. The middle of the lotus heart means in the mind. In the middle of the lotus heart means what? In the mind, as the truth of I, and the truth of the first and the foremost of all the thoughts, obtaining as the dead end of the mind, there the truth is self-revealing, self-effulgent reality, which is self-revealing like the light is available for recognition. Which means the truth is available for recognition, not inside you. Truth is available for recognition as the very truth of you, as the truth of I. Is it clear? Hridaya Kamala Madhye. Hridaya Kamala Madhye means in the mind. That's all. Simple. Don't imagine lotus, heart and all that. It's always confusion. Hridaya Kamala Madhye means people start writing. Any description is a problem. Swami usually says a problem. His expression, problem. Because already we are confused. Already Swayam confused. Anyan confused Sayati. Okay, we are adequately confused, and every word also adds to your ambiguity and vagueness. Okay, therefore be very careful. Hridaya Kamala Madhye means in the middle of the lotus heart. It's a translation. Just take it as in the mind. Because heart is the golakam, physical part, where the imperceptible subtle mind is there. Okay, the mind is all over, it pervades, but still is available for, you see, in the mind, as the dead end of the mind, as the truth of I, this reality, absolute reality is available for recognition. It is shining as what? Deepavati means like the lamp, like the light. Like the light means what? It means light is not dependent on any other light to come to light. Okay, no other relative light. The light is, in the presence of the light, light shines by itself. Life is self-effulgent. Similarly, all the time reality is available for recognition. What now? As a self-effulgent, self-revealing, self-evident, it is available for recognition. In terms of I am, I am, I am, aham, aham, ahamasmi, ahamasmi, ahamasmi. What is that ahamasmi? That ahamasmi is reality. I am is reality. Okay? And to know ahamasmi, to know that I am, what light do I need? No light is needed. What instrument of knowledge you need? No instrument of knowledge is needed. No pramanam is needed. No light is needed. Why? Because I am self-evident. I know I am. I am self-evident. Ahamasmi, ahamasmi. The triad is always available for recognition. Very truth of I, obtaining in the mind, in the heart. The lotus heart, middle of the lotus heart. And that reality is what? Self-effulgent, self-revealing, self-evident. How do you say? Ahamasmi means what? Ahamasmi means self-evident. A self-evident reality as I is always available. So here it says, now see, Hridaya Kamala Madhye, say, Deepavat. So the reality, first adjective, the reality, like the light, self-revealing, self-luminous, self-effulgent light, the reality obtaining in the mind as a truth of I, a self-evident I. Next, Vedasaram, the reality which is the essence of all the Vedas, or the source of all the Vedas, and Pranavayamayam, reality which is the truth of even the which alone is in the form of the pranavaha, and the reality which is not being the truth of the logic is not logically establishable, and reality which is ascertainable for the disciplined people who are given to the discipline of meditation, and that reality obtaining as the only truth of the unmanifest universe, or the manifest universe, and also the truth of the teacher, and the reality obtaining as the only truth, the essential nature of all the beings. And if a person dwells upon this reality, impravitam Brahma, at least once, as one's own self, and that person becomes free. Is it clear now?
Yes.
Now let me tell you, the reality is not, word reality is not mentioned here, but we have to take satyam, add the word satyam. Satya means the truth, the absolute reality, the ultimate truth. And all the words are adjectives for the satyam. So one who meditates upon that satyam at least once, he becomes free. Means what is that satyam? Hridaya kamala madhye deepavat sthitam satyam, vedasaram satyam, pranavamayam satyam, atarkyam satyam, யோகிபிர் தியானகம்யம் சத்யம், ஹரி குரு சிவயோகம் சத்யம், சர்வபூதஸ்தம் சத்யம், ஏகம் சத்யம். தேர் ஆர் 8 அட்ஜெக்டிவ்ஸ் ஃபார் த வேர்ட் சத்யம். 8 அட்ஜெக்டிவ்ஸ். யூ வாண்ட் டு நோ வாட் ஆர் தே? ஹிருதய கமல மத்யே தீபவத் சத்யம். செகண்ட் அட்ஜெக்டிவ் வேதசாரம் சத்யம். தேர்ட் அப்ஜெக்டிவ் பிரணவமயம் சத்யம். ஃபோர்த் அப்ஜெக்டிவ் அதர்க்கியம் சத்யம். ஃபிஃப்த் யோகிபிஹி தியானகம்யம் சத்யம். சர்வபூதஸ்தம் சத்யம். ஏகம் சத்யம். ஹரி குரு சிவயோகம் சத்யம். 7 அட்ஜெக்டிவ்ஸ். இஃப் ஒன் கேன் டுவெல் அப்பான் திஸ் அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி, தி அல்டிமேட் ட்ரூத், the abstract, formless, subtlest, all pervasive, absolute reality, the ultimate truth, if a person once at least dwells up, dwell upon this truth, and he becomes free. What is the truth? This is the truth. 8 adjectives. The truth available, which is the self-luminous, like the truth which is like the self-luminous light, means self-effulgent, self-revealing, self-evident truth, which is self-luminous like the self-luminous light, always shining in the mind as a truth of I, the essence of all the Vedas, I mean the source of all the Vedic wisdom, and which is in the form of the pranava, the only word which stands for the whole, and which is the very truth of the logic, and because which cannot be logically established, and which is ascertainable through the discipline of meditation by disciplined people, and the truth which is the only truth of the unmanifest and manifest universe and the teacher, and which only truth of obtaining as the truth of all the beings, and which is the truth of, which is the only truth. And if a person discovers the truth and dwells upon the truth even once, definitely he becomes free from a bondage. Is it clear?
Yes.
8 adjectives. Ekam satyam, vidasaram satyam, pranamayam satyam, adarkyam satyam, yogi vidhyanagamyam satyam, hari guru shiva yogam satyam, sarvabhutastam satyam, ekam satyam, hridayakamalamadhye deepavat satyam. Yaha manasa chintayet. He who mentally dwells upon the truth. So whenever the expression dwelling upon comes, you cannot dwell upon, meditate on, contemplate on something which you do not know. Which means the one who has discovered the truth, understood the truth, thereby one who can dwell upon the truth, if he dwells upon the truth even once, take it for granted, that person definitely becomes free. Okay? Always, when you say meditating upon, means meditation or implies already what? The very word meditation implies the person already knows what she is meditating on. Because you can never meditate on something which you do not know. Is it clear? One who has discovered the truth, thereby one who dwells upon the truth, and that person becomes free. So now what does he say now? Finally, one has to dwell upon this truth, obtaining his own self, to assimilate the fact of one's own self being non-separate from Brahma, and to thereby to understand the whole world being non-separate from Brahma, thereby the Ishvara being none other than Brahma. In discovering this fact, one becomes free. And what is this truth? It is this reality which is the only reality, which is the only truth of all the beings, only truth of the entire manifest universe, looked upon as Ishvara in terms of Harihi. It is the only truth, the truth of the unmanifest universe, which is looked upon as Ishvara in terms of Shivaha. The only truth looked upon as the truth of even the teacher. It is the only truth which is ascertainable through meditation by the disciplined people. It is the only truth which is the truth of even the logics, thereby which cannot be logically established. It is the only truth which is in the form of the unique expression called pranavaha. It is this truth which alone is in the form of the pranavaha, the unique name which stands for the whole world. And it is this truth which is the source of the manifestation of knowledge in the form of the Vedas, only truth of our entire Veda, and which is the only truth which is all the time shines available for recognition, being self-effulgent and self-evident, like the self-luminous light. I do not elaborate on the pranavaha and all that. I can do, again, pranavaha we can do separately, but now it is clear, isn't it? Which means, finally he says, for you to become free, what you should do? You cannot never become free. We can only take ownership of the freedom which is already there. For you to take ownership of the freedom which is already there, you should know that you are already Brahma. And to discover the fact of yourself being already Brahma, and thereby to see that the whole world being Brahma, Therefore, to see the fact of the Lord being non-separate from Brahma, you should first of all know the truth implied by the term Brahma, and that truth, which is Lord Krishna. Where is available? Which is there in your own mind, isn't it? So dwell up, we had repeated, dwell upon to assimilate. And to dwell upon, you must have already known. And to have already known, you must have done Shravanam. If you haven't known, better do Shravanam.
The best word for yoga
as well as truth? Yeah, yoga. I'll tell you, let me explain to you every word now again. Hridaya kamala madhye deepavadvedasaram. Hridaya kamala madhye deepavadvedasaram. Pranavamayam atarkyam yogi bhir dhyanagamyam. Yogi bhir dhyanagamyam. Hari Guru Shiva Yogam. Sarvabhutastamekam. Sakrdapi manasavai. Chintayedhyasamuktaha. See, let me tell from the beginning. Hridayam, heart. Kamalam, lotus. But Hriday Kamala means lotus heart. Don't take seriously lotus heart, just the heart. Heart stands for the Golakam, the physical part. Like how your eye is a physical part called Golakam. For the Indriyam, the seeing power is the imperceptible subtle power. Indriyam, eye is the Golakam. Similarly, physical heart is said to be the Golakam for the Indriyam called mind. Okay? Indriyam is subtle function. Okay? And imperceptible function for which the Golakam is said to be heart. So, Hriday Kamala Madhye means in the middle of the lotus, heart implies in your mind. Okay? In your mind where there is knowledge of existence of self, obtained of thought in terms of I am, rises and resolves. Okay? That is I am. Hriday Kamala Madhye means in the mind. Deepavatu, the truth obtaining in the mind. Like what? Just as light is self-luminous, so also the reality, absolute reality is self-evident, self-revealing, is of the nature of self-effulgence. What is a self-effulgence? Nothing in the world can illumine the reality in the form of consciousness. Nothing in the world can know there is a consciousness. Why? Nothing in the world is capable of knowing its own existence. Where is the question of knowing the consciousness? Everything else shines, comes to light only in the presence of consciousness. Therefore, we say Deepavat means just as light is self-luminous, so also that which is of the nature of self-effulgence, self-revealing and self-evident in terms of I am, is what? Deepavat. Is it clear now? Like, Vat means Vat is a F is like. Okay? What you can say this, my nose is like Abhujin Vattasti. Mama Nasika Abhujin Vattasti. Is it clear? Okay, Deepavat. Then Vedasaraha. Okay, Vedasaraha. Vedasya Saraha, Vedasaraha. Saraha means essence. So anything reduced is ultimately anything, everything can be reduced to its essence. Saraha means a juice, essence, is called Saraha. Saraha is another word for rasaha, Understand? No. Vedasara, Vedaha means knowledge. And Vedasaraha means what? Essence of all knowledge, the source of all knowledge, the source of manifestation of knowledge, obtaining in the form of the treasures of knowledge called Veda. Vedasara. Not only that, by studying the entire Veda, what is that ultimately you have to arrive at? That's a Vedasara. Okay? By studying the Veda, what is that just we arrived at? The ultimate truth, isn't it? It's also called Vedasaraha, the truth of the Veda. Then, Pranavamayaha, Pranavamayam. Maya means that which is in the form of the Omkaraha. It reality alone. See, Om itself is the essence of all the mantras. Om is the essence of the three utterances called Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha. And three utterances are the essence of the Gayatri Mantra. And Gayatri Mantra is the essence of all the mantras of the entire Veda. Om, which is the essence of all the Vedas, also is what? Nothing but, no? It is the reality which is in the form of the entire, the form of Omkaraha, which is a unique expression which indicates, which stands for all the forms indicated by all the words serving all the different purposes. Is it clear now? So Vedas are Om Pranava Mayaha means the absolute reality which alone is in the form of the unique expression Om, which stands for all the words and all the objects and all the functions which constitute the whole cosmos. Okay? And atarkyaha, atarkyam. Tarkyam means logically establishable. It's called tarkya. And reality cannot be proved logically. Why? Because reality is the true, very truth of the logics. Understand? Through reasoning. I don't see the reality, therefore it is not there. I don't experience the reality, therefore it is not there, people will say. And logic, reasoning means, reasoning is you can be used only within the realm of the objective universe. And here reality is distinct from the entire objective universe, beyond the material manifestation, therefore logic, reality cannot be established logically. But reality is to be understood be as the very truth of the logic, reasoning. Atrakyam. Is it clear now, Sartaka, until now?
Yeah.
Then, yogi bhihi dhyana gamyam. See, so gamyam is a potential passive participle. Gamyam means attainable. Literally here, okay? Attainable. So I said ascertainable. This reality is attainable means it is not physically attainable. Reality is attainable through knowledge. Reality is attained in terms of knowledge. Okay? Reality is attainable in terms of knowledge. Ascertainable also. How? Through the discipline of meditation. For whom? For those people who are given to the discipline of contemplation. Yogi here means a meditator. So people who are given to the discipline of contemplation are the people who are relatively mentally pure and steady. So yogi implies a relatively mature individual who would have lived a clean life of dharma, lived a life of karma yoga, thereby who is qualified for contemplation, who is endowed with the contemplative disposition of the mind, being mentally pure and steady, such a prepared minded person is called a yogi. And yogi bhihi tritya bhagavachanam. Okay? Attainable for whom? When you say attainable, potential passive participle means can be attained. Reality can be attained in terms of knowledge through the discipline of meditation, contemplation, only by those people, for those people who are given the discipline of meditation, who are qualified, ready for this knowledge. See, this is not attainable in terms of knowledge for the unqualified. Attainable in terms of knowledge for the qualified. Okay, without being qualified for knowledge, without having mental preparedness and steadiness, without living a life of dharma also, without being qualified mentally, we simply sit and meditate on Brahma. Is it ascertainable? Is it clear now? Therefore, yogi bhihi dhyana gamyam. And Hari Guru Shiva Yogam. Here the word Yoga means the united together. Shiva Yoga means that only truth which wherein Lord as the Shiva, Lord in terms of Shiva, Lord in terms of Hari, and even Lord in the form of teacher are resolvable. Okay, yoga here means the only truth in which Lord in terms of Shivaha, Lord as the Hari Vishnu, or Lord as the teacher is resolvable. Is it clear? When you say Lord here means what? Again, the Lord, the unmanifest reality of the unmanifest universe, looked upon as the Lord in terms of Shivaha. The reality as the reality of the manifest universe, looked upon as the Lord in terms of Vishnu. And reality as a teacher, as a truth of the teacher, okay, in terms of Guru, is also the only reality means in which all of them are resolvable. And that truth, sarva bhutastham, that truth in, because this truth being the truth is of the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore obtains as the essential nature of every being. There's not even one tiniest bit in this world, this creation, which is not pervaded in and through by the reality in the form of knowledge. Okay, sarva bhutastha means that which obtains as the very essence of everything here. Sarva bhutastham. Now you can say what is sarva tarangastham jalam. What does it mean? Sarva tarangastham jalam. What does it mean? Tarangaha means wave. Jalam means water. Sarva tarangaha means every wave. Sarva tarangastham means what? The reality obtaining in. Okay? Obtaining as the very essence. Not in. Sarva tarangastham means that which is there in every wave is water. That is in every wave means that which is there is the truth of every wave. Similarly, sarva bhutastham means that which alone is there as the essence of every being, sarva bhutastham, and that truth is, how many truths are there? On that only one and the only secondless non-dual reality, the truth. Okay, one who understands the truth is one's own self, and one who dwells upon the truth repeatedly, at least once a person understands and dwells upon, definitely he discovers freedom. He becomes free while living. Therefore, what is the thing here? Now, lots and lots of doubts are cleared here. especially people like you are very fortunate. You have no problem, Shivaha Vishnuho Harihi. It's easy for me to teach you because, you know, for you, I can say, Shivaha Harihi, all Lord, different names, functional names, attributed to the only Lord, who is essentially one and the only truth. Easy to tell you. But here, for ages, they've been worshipping the three different functional names, personified in three different forms. So you saw, we have went to so many temples, huge, one temple, so many big Vishnu's murtis, one temple Vishnu Shiva murtis, so different forms, different names, and different things, is it? And seeing everything, all them seeing differences, the mind is already what? So much given to the belief of everything, every form being different. And how about somebody comes and tells, hey, where is Lord Shiva? Where is Vishnu? There are not many Lords. What is there is only the Lord. Even the Lord is not there. What is there? Only the truth? Because Lord is only a qualification attributed to the only reality. What is this only Lord? The only Lord is given three different functional names, Shivaha, Vishnu, etc. And this is Shivaha, Vishnu, other than the truth. When do you give the name Shivaha to the Lord? The reality looked upon as the only source of the unmanifest universe, given the title of the Lord in terms of Shivaha. Therefore, the truth of Shivaha is unmanifest universe is the truth, same. And the same truth is what? Is looked upon as Ishvara. When it understood as the truth of the manifest universe, then the name is given is Vishnu or Harihi. And the same truth is looked upon as Ishvara. The foremost of the teachers, if there is no truth of the teacher, also is the same Ishvara, the same truth. Okay? All these differences are not really there. Therefore, we don't need to worry about who is superior to the other. Vishnu is superior, Shiva is superior, who cares? Okay? And then, no. Everything is the same. Who is superior? Vishnu is superior, Shiva is superior. There are people who have, who will argue. The people with all the points they get from Vishnu Puranam, they collect how Vishnu is superior to Shiva. And the Shiva devotees will come, they'll read Shiva Puranam, and they will come and say how Shiva is superior to Vishnu. Both of them will have equally same arguments to prove that they are how they write. And somebody has to come and tell, you are also correct, because they both are not two. they are not the two different functional names, are the only Bhagavan, only Lord, and the only Lord also is not there. What is only the truth? Is it clear now? And sarva bhutastam. See, ittishtati itistha. Understand? Now, grihe tishtati iti grihastha. The one who remains at home is called a grihastha. Okay? Now, tablestha. Gooseberry. What does it mean? A gooseberry which is there on the table. Is that which is. Now we are all what? We are all asandastaha. Asandastaha. Say?
Asandastaha.
That which remains in chair is what? Asandastaha. Say?
Asandastaha.
Udarastham bhojanam.
Udarastham.
No, udarastham annam.
Udarastham.
See, before eating, kadali patrastham annam. Okay? Before eating, Kadali Patra means, Parna means the leaf, banana leaf, okay? Before eating, what is food? Food is Kadali Parnastham Annam. After eating, Udarastham Annam. After digestion, is what now? ఆఫ్టర్ డైజెషన్ శరీరస్థం అన్నం అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ డైజెషన్ వెయిట్ రూపస్థం అన్నం అండ్ స్థం ఓకే స్థం నౌ పుస్తకస్థం జ్ఞానం వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్ పుస్తకస్థం జ్ఞానం దాలజ్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఇన్ ది బుక్ నౌ మస్తకస్థం జ్ఞానం నాలెడ్జ్ విచ్ ఇస్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్ టు యువర్ హెడ్ పుస్తకస్థం జ్ఞానం షుడ్ బికమ్ మస్తకస్థం జ్ఞానం మస్తకస్థం జ్ఞానం మస్ట్ బి జీర్ణం జ్ఞానం అసిమిలేటెడ్ నాలెడ్జ్ I'm just joking. Okay? Understood now? Stha means what? Therefore, here, Sarvabhutastha means Sarvatarangastham jalam. Now, Sarvupekstham light. Tarangastham means what? That which is in every way. Water obtaining in every way means water obtaining in the form of every way means water which is not distant from every wave, water remaining as a truth of every wave, remaining in the form of every wave. Is it clear now? Sarvabhutastham here means the absolute reality, ultimate truth, which alone is in the form of everything, which is non-distant from everything, which is the truth of everything, okay? Which is the form of everything. Sarvabhutastham, ekam, that only truth. Where is it? Hridaya kamala madhye deepavad ahamasmi ahamasmi, that knowledge, that reality alone is always, is there manifest in the form of the knowledge of knowledge I am, the self-evident, self-revealing I. If one discovers and dwells upon that even once, he becomes free from bondage. He can take ownership of freedom which is already there. I'm sure I have made it very clear. If you don't agree with me, also I agree with you. Okay. హృదయ కమల మధ్యే దీపవద్వేద దీపవద్వేద సారం యాక్చువల్లీ హృదయ కమల మధ్యే దీపవద్ వేద దీపవత్ బికమ్స్ దీపవద్ లేటర్ ఆన్ ఓకే హృదయ కమల మధ్యే దీపవత్ వేదసారం ప్రణవమయమతర్క్యం యోగిభిర్ధ్యానగమ్యం హరిగురు శివయోగం సర్వభూతస్థమేకం సకృదపి మనసా వై చింతయేద్యః సముక్తః Now what is the prose order? Yaha. Say.
Yaha.
Hridaya kamala madhye deepavat. Vedasaram. Pranavamayam. Atarkyam. Yogibihi dhyanagamyam. హరి గురు శివ యోగం సర్వభూతస్థం ఏకం సకృదపి మనసా yaha chintayet saha vai muktaha. We'll read once from the beginning, all the verses. Brahmana chintanam ahameva param brahma vasudevakhyamauyayam itisyad nischito mukto baddhayevanyatha bhavet ahameva param brahma nischitam chitta chintyatam chidrupatvada sangatvat abhadhyatvat prayatnatah ahameva param brahma nachaham brahmanah prathak ityevam samupasita brahmano brahmanisthitah sarvopadhi vinirmuktam chaitanyam cha nirantaram tad brahmahamiti jnatva katham varna shrami bhavet aham brahmasmi yo veda sa sarvam bhavati tvidam na bhutya ishate devaha deshamatma bhavedhisaha anyosavaham anyosmiti upaste yonya devatam upaste yonya devatam nasavedanaro brahma sadevanam yatha pashu ahamatma na chanyosmi brahmaivaham na shokabhak sachidanandarupoham nityamukta swabhavavan atmanam sadatam brahma sambhavya viharantiye natesham duskutam kinchit duskutottana chapadaha atmanam satatam brahma sambhavya viharet sukham kshanam brahmahamasmiti yakuryadatmachintanam tanmahapatakam hanti tamasuryodayo yatha ajnanat brahmano jatam akasham budbudopamam budbudopamam akashadvayurutpanno Vayos tejas tatav payaha.
Vayos tejas tatav payaha.
Abhyascha prithivi jata.
Abhyascha prithivi jata.
Tato vrihyavadikam.
Tato vrihyavadikam.
Prithivyapsupayo vannau.
Prithivyapsupayo vannau.
Vannirvayo nabhasyaso.
Vannirvayo nabhasyaso.
Prithivyapsupayo vannau.
Prithivyapsupayo vannau.
Vannirvayo nabhasyaso.
Vannirvayo nabhasyaso.
Nabhopyavyakrute tachcha.
Nabhopyavyakrute tachcha.
Shuddhe shuddhosmyaham hari.
Shuddhe shuddhosmyaham hari.
Aham Vishnuraham 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 Hari.
Aham Vishnuraham 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 Hari.
Kartrubhoktradikam Sarvam.
Kartrubhoktradikam Sarvam.
Tadavidyottamevacha.
Tadavidyottamevacha.
Achyutoham Anantoham Govindoham Aham Hari.
Achyutoham Anantoham Govindoham Hari.
Anando Seshoham Majoham Amrutosmyaham. Nityoham Nirvikalpoham. Nirakaroham Avyayaham. Sachidanandarupoham. Panchakoshatigosmyaham. Aham akartaham abhoktaham. Asangav parameshwaraha. Sadamat sannidhanena. Cheshtate sarvamindriyam. Adi madhyanta muktoham.
Adi madhyanta muktoham.
Nabaddhoham kadachana.
Nabaddhoham kadachana.
Swabhava nirmala shuddhah.
Swabhava nirmala shuddhah.
Sayevaham nasamshayah.
Sayevaham nasamshayah.
Brahmaivaham na samsari.
Brahmaivaham na samsari.
Muktoham iti bhavayet.
Muktoham iti bhavayet.
Ashaknuvan bhavayitam.
Ashaknuvan bhavayitam.
Vakyametat sadabhyaset.
Vakyametat sadabhyaset.
Yadabhyasena tadbhavo.
Yadabhyasena tadbhavo.
Bhaved bhramarakitavat.
Bhaved bhramarakitavat.
Atrapahaya sandeham.
Atrapahaya sandeham.
Abhyaset krutanischayah.
Abhyaset krutanischayah.
Dhyana yogena vasaikad.
Dhyana yogena vasaikad.
Brahmahatyam vyapohati.
Brahmahatyam vyapohati.
Samvatsaram sadabhyasat.
Samvatsaram sadabhyasat.
Siddhyashtakam avapnuyat.
Siddhyashtakam avapnuyat.
Yavajivam, okay. Samvatsaram sadabhyasat.
Samvatsaram sadabhyasat.
Siddhyashtakam avapnuyat.
Siddhyashtakam avapnuyat.
Yavajivam sadabhyasat.
Yavajivam sadabhyasat.
Jivan mukto bhavedyatihi.
Jivan mukto bhavedyatihi.
Naham deho na cha prano.
Naham deho na cha prano.
Nendriyani tathaiva cha.
Nendriyani tathaiva cha.
Namanoham na buddhischa.
Namanoham na buddhischa.
Naiva chitta mahankriti.
Naiva chitta mahankriti.
Naham prithvi na salilam.
Naham prithvi na salilam.
Nachavannistathanilaha.
Nachavannistathanilaha.
Nachakasho na shabdascha.
Nachakasho na shabdascha.
Nachasparshastatharasaha.
Nachasparshastatharasaha.
Naham gandho na rupancha.
Naham gandho na rupancha.
నమాయాహం నసంసృతి సదా సాక్షి స్వరూపత్వాత్ శివ ఏవాస్మి కేవలః మయ్యేవ సకలం జాతం మయి సర్వం ప్రతిష్ఠితం మయి సర్వం లయం యాతి తద్బ్రహ్మాస్మ్యహమద్వయం సర్వజ్ఞోహమనంతోహం సర్వేశ సర్వశక్తిమాన్ ఆనంద సత్యబోధోహం ఇతి బ్రహ్మానుచింతనం. అయం ప్రపంచో మిథ్యైవ సత్యం బ్రహ్మాహమౌయయం అత్ర ప్రమాణం వేదాంతః అత్ర ప్రమాణం వేదాంత గురవోనుభవస్తథా. గురవోనుభవస్తథా బ్రహ్మైవాహం న సంసారీ న చాహం బ్రహ్మణః పృథక్ నాహం దేహో న మే దేహః కేవలోహం సనాతనః ఏకమేవాద్వితీయం వై బ్రహ్మణో నేహ కించన ఏకమేవాద్వితీయం వై బ్రహ్మణో నేహ కించన హృదయకమల మధ్యే దీపవత్ వేదసారం ప్రణవమయమతర్క్యం యోగిభిర్ధ్యానగమ్యం హరిగురు శివయోగం సర్వభూతస్థమేకం సకృదపి మనసా వై చింతయేద్య సముక్తః. హరిగురు శివయోగం సర్వభూతస్థమేకం సకృదపి మనసా వై చింతయేద్య సముక్తః. ఓం పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. హరిః ఓం తత్సత్. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం.